In the name of Jesus, amen. So you, Son of Man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. The Almighty Yahweh, the great I Am, speaks to Ezekiel and reminds him of his call to the Lord's people. This is the same eternal glory of the Lord who came to Ezekiel upon the blinding, flashing chariot by the Kabar River, surrounded by the four living creatures, breaking forth from the throne room on high to call Ezekiel to be the watchman. This is the same eternal Lord who appeared to Isaiah when he stood before the altar in the temple. The train of the Lord's robe filled the temple, and he was flanked by the seraphim of heaven who sang, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory." It's the same eternal God who spoke today in his word to Ezekiel. It is the same great and eternal I Am made flesh who speaks to his disciples. And it is the same God and the same Lord who sits upon this throne and fills this space with the train of his robe today. It is the same God and Lord who is flanked even today, even right now, with those seraphim and the cherubim and the whole heavenly host singing, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might." Can you hear them sing? For they are here, the ageless and the eternal angels. The whole company of heaven bow down in reverence before your Lord Christ, the eternal God, because he sits enthroned under the flowing robes of these white veils, enfleshed and incarnate and present for you. Bearing in his wounds and in his scars his gifts of forgiveness and eternal life and salvation, and the holy angels cannot help but rejoice and sing at the presence of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. "So you, Son of Man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul." These words are sobering, and yes, even terrifying for pastors to hear. For it is the pastor who has been set as watchman over the Lord's people today. It is the called and ordained servant of the Word made flesh who must give warning. And there are warnings that the pastor doesn't want to give, because those warnings are unpopular. They're old-fashioned. The pastor really just needs to get with the times. And there are warnings the pastor must give that may cause friendships to strain. There are warnings that the pastor, the called man of God, must speak that could alienate him, and his sinful flesh fights against making those warnings. He kicks against the goads of the Lord. But he must speak, for the Lord has set him as a watchman for the children of God. And so our Lord Christ, the very same Lord who spoke to Ezekiel, the very same Lord who spoke to Isaiah, the very same Lord who spoke to his disciples, speaks today. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. We don't listen to those words of our Lord, do we? Oh, it's fine when they apply to others, but to us? Oh, no, no, no. That can't be me, Lord, can it? If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. I know that we don't listen to those words because for at least 3 years, even back into vacancy, anonymous notes have been showing up in the suggestion box. Comments, complaints, and not a single one with a name attached. In no case does it appear that the individual sought out his or her errant brother or sister in Christ to speak in love to their neighbor as our Lord intends. It is a toxic and poisonous and, yes, even an unchristian act to level accusations and complaints in the house of the holy and righteous Lord with no intention of facing your fellow Christian and attempting to solve that issue as God's children. It bears repeating, anonymous notes are not Christian and will not be tolerated. Statements that begin as, well, somebody said, are also unchristian and they are cowardly, for they do not give anyone the opportunity to speak to their fellow believers face to face as our holy Lord demands. Gossip. Oh, we love that. Continually rehashing those things from the past. Those things do not serve to show love for your neighbor, but rather they show an unchristian and an unforgiving attitude to the church and to the world outside. But the Lord your God doesn't stop there. He does not only threaten those who sin, for there is no cure for the sin that infects our every moment on this broken earth. We all bear this sin in our bodies, and we bear it until we take our last breath. So the Lord your God speaks through Ezekiel, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Live! Your Lord, the great I Am, the Almighty and Eternal God, wants you to live. And that life comes from only one place, his one and only Son, Jesus, the Christ, the eternal and holy Son of God, who set aside his glory to take on your flesh, to live here on this earth, with you and for you, and to lead you out of the valley of the shadow of death and into the place he has prepared for you eternally. The way to that place that he has prepared is not an easy one, though. It is the way of repentance and agony and death. For on this way, you and he must die. You die to your sin in repentance, in asking for the Lord's forgiveness. And you die the easy death of baptism, buried and raised to life in water and word, washed clean in Christ's blood. Your Lord Christ, though, he picks up and carries that sin. He bears it on the way to Golgotha and his painful and his agonizing death in your place. And because Christ put your wickedness to death, you now live. He carried it all. Every dark secret, every rude comment, every evil thought, every lie spoken, and yes, even that despair over the sin that you can never forget. He bore it. He bled for it. He died with it. And he left that sin to rot in his tomb, even as he rose from the dead, restored, glorious, beyond description. And that glorious life is now yours. You now live because Christ died in your wickedness for you. He brought you through death and into life everlasting. He killed and raised you, so now you will never die forever. And the Father now calls you his own child. As his child, you will still sin, though, for this broken and sinful world continues until his return. And when you do sin, remember that he stands ever ready to forgive you those failings. Because he takes no pleasure in your sin. He takes no pleasure in your death. And because Christ Jesus loves you enough to die for your sin, he promises to never leave you nor forsake you. He promises always to give rest to those who are weary and heavy laden. And that rest is no empty promise. It is Christ's very real presence for you. That rest is him giving himself to you, his body, his blood, to eat and to drink for your salvation. Not to remind you in some nebulous way that Jesus is always with you. Not to remind you in some nebulous way Jesus always forgives you, but instead to give you that forgiveness. Each and every time you come into his holy presence and hear his forgiveness spoken, to give you that forgiveness each and every time you receive his body, his blood into your mouth. Your holy and almighty God loves you too much to see you turn away from him, to see you turn away from your fellow Christians. And so he gives you his forgiveness. He gives you fellow Christians who will speak forgiveness to you joyfully. Rejoice before the Lord for the everlasting life that he gives to you. Speak the blessing of forgiveness to all who bear his name. And come before the Lord. And gladly receive the gifts that he has for you. For in this gathering together in his name, he is here among us. In the name of Jesus, amen.